And joining us now is lawyer Nathan Batts, who specialises in dog control cases. I have to say, Nathan, that sounds pretty horrendous. Is there no limit to how many dogs one person can have in their control at any one time, even if by default?
In terms of the numerical limit,
yeah.
That's accurate. But as I think has been pointed out by others, a dog walker has the same obligations as the owner of the dog to control the dogs in their possession at the time they're walking, which that's going to necessarily place practical limits on how many dogs they have, because I mean you'd necessarily get to a point where the number of dogs would be impossible to control. So there is a legal practical limit, but it wouldn't necessarily put a firm number on it.
Generally, though, does case law give us a ballpark for what it is? And 14 dogs this case?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm not aware of any case authority which gives you a number. But I think you could probably use your common sense that getting towards that number, one would struggle to see how that they could be kept under control, at least all of the time.
Can you talk us through who could be responsible in situations like this? You know, the walker, the owner, the company, who potentially can be held responsible?
The Dog Control Act defines an owner as someone who legally owns a dog, which is generally indicated by registration, and also a person in possession of a dog. So in this case, that would certainly be the walker who was physically in possession. Whether that might extend to the company that I understand employed him or her, possibly. I've not come across that situation myself, but it may be a possibility. But certainly the registered owner, whoever owned the dog, and the individual walking the dog.
What about vet bills? If your animal does do damage to another dog, because a lot of these professional services have you essentially sign your life away, in essence, saying even though they're taking your dog, you're responsible for the costs of your dog's actions. So how does that work?
Well, there are you've got issues of civil liability for costs, and that would probably be largely determined by the service agreement between the dog walking company and the individual who owns it. But in terms of an attack or injury occurring, it depends who the council chooses to charge. But an outcome of a prosecution can be that the court orders the individual or individuals charged to cover things like vet bills, that sort of thing. That's quite a common aspect of the sentencing process for a prosecution of that sort.
What kind of fines are there, Nathan?
The maximum penalty for a dog attack, you've got a $3,000 maximum fine. That would obviously be available in the most serious of cases. Generally speaking, though, for an individual who owns a dog and is charged with a dog attack, the thing they're most concerned about is the default destruction order that follows a conviction.
Appreciate your time, Nathan. Thank you for that. That is Nathan Batts, who is a lawyer that specialises in dog control cases, saying there that, you know, you can face a fine up to $3,000. The question is, though, how many dogs is too many to be walking on your own?